All right. Welcome, everybody, to another amazing episode of the XSF podcast. It is not only me, your host, Devontae, but we got host Lou in the building. Say what up to everybody, Lou.
Fuego.
What's up, everybody?
This robot as ever. I love it. If you don't notice, Lou is no longer face up in the camera, seeing his nostril hairs and all the boogers inside. He is backed up a little bit with some background stuff. But off of that, today we talked about community. You know, me and him are just hyped up right now. We're laughing, having a good time because, one, me and him have not talked in a while, and two, we just had a really good episode. You know, we talked about community and how that alone has made both of us feel a lot better in times when we just have felt very off ourselves and realizing that, you know, me and Lou both are in more introverted people. We like to be to ourselves, like to do stuff to ourselves, but realizing that, you know, we are social creatures and you have to have respect for that at times. And, you know, we talk a little bit more in depth about that, as well as reviewing Kyle Walker's Ruby Vans skate park. That was absolutely amazing. We reviewed a couple clips. You know, we actually dropped a couple big tips in there for you skaters when it comes to a thing called tissue tolerance. And we even laid out the equation for how injury happens. So if you want to hear more on that, make sure you stick all the way to that part of the episode. Next, we just got into ranting about skating around and people really just being very, very insecure of how us skaters feel out here trying to get our clips or trying to just cruise home from work. And before we hop in to the episode, let us give a shout out to our sponsors. And I want to let everybody know, next week, we have a new sponsor coming to the XSF podcast. Everything is already all worked out and ready. I just want to have one more meeting with them. So I got everything dialed in to how I'm going to present it to you all. But let you know now. This is going to be something pretty cool I want everybody to tap into, especially the people out there who might be dealing with some chronic pain or some recovery type issues and stuff. So stay tuned for that one. First on the list, we got Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. Shout out to my people out there. They've always been supporting the skateboarding industry, giving back to the community through the skate lessons they have, the skate camps, giving back with awesome demos, showing people what it is to be a skateboarder. And they also have stuff from boards, shoes, shirts, pants, everything you need to get decked out for your next session, and even to take the girl or the boy, whatever the case may be, out on a date looking fresh, either getting clips or, hey, eating some chips, whatever the case may be. Next on the list, we got Monte Coso Skateboards. Monte Coso Skateboards is another Minnesota and owned operated business. They have been out here doing the same thing, giving back to the skateboarding community. Always out here at contests, giving the kids shirts, making sure these kids have some good looking clothes on, giving out boards when we can. I know the board shortage was there for a while, but we're back up now. So make sure you check out Monte Coso Skateboards. Everything is down in the show notes. Go ahead, Lou. Let them know what's up.
All right, you got Jetty Woodwork, the best woodwork you possibly get ever in the world. They're in Long Beach, New York, veteran owned and operated, locally sourced wood. You got Batch Roasting Co., best coffee you can get this part of the world. They're ethically owned and operated. And they check out, you want to go L-BOMB, L-B-O-M-B, for a 15% discount. That's Batch Roasting Co. and Jetty Woodwork.
Boom. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy.
Peace. Something new.
I mean,
it's like right now, I'm still correcting. It's how just real it is.
Hey, that's all right, dude. It's all right. You know? Like, we need some,
to start something new.
Some cheering to start us off. Yeah. We're back, baby. Yeah. Perfect. We got Lou today with me. All right. That's funny. We were just talking about right before we started how Lou has a new setup. So if you're watching, you get to see now, instead of just his beautiful big beard and face, then, you know, his awesome setup he has in the background as well. If you didn't know, we do have the show on YouTube. So make sure you go check it out because we will be reviewing some skate clips here coming up after me and Lou kind of shoot the stuff for a little bit. So, dude, how have you how have you been, dog? It's been a minute. Me and Lou haven't even really talked, and we're business partners. Like, it's been busy, just kind of both been off all over the place the last couple of weeks, and you know, it's been probably a little bit since we've even got to sit down and have a conversation. So, man, well, this is more for us, bro. How you been, dog?
Great. Now, like, I had a rough, that's the thing. Even when, as I'm staying, like, I had a rough couple weeks, like, mentally. I mean, like, and not even, like, I'm depressed. Just, you know, I feel like you're missing something. But otherwise, what's rough? You know, I'm eating every day. I got a job. I got a beautiful apartment. So it's not like it's terrible. It's going through some things of myself, you know. But then this weekend, because, you know, we're communal creatures, you know what I mean? We need each other. That's just what it comes down to. And, like, I could be extremely introverted. Like, I love being by myself. Mm-hmm. Love it. But we need that social stuff, you know what I mean? Like, the day job, like, I get sociability there. But it's like, unless we're talking about just electrical work, it's like, I'm not trying to hear this negative nonsense of talking about this person or just something to complain about, which... Not tell what everyone does, but it's a majority of people. So it's like,
and who's really trying to have like those conversations at work, right? Like you're there to work.
Well, dude, a ton of people are. That's what's annoying. Is like, and it's not like they're miserable people or upset. Mm-hmm. They're happy individuals, but the discussions are so null to me. Yeah, like, and I'm not judging. It's just we're not gonna discuss what we're like. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna jump on the bandwagon of talking about that guy over there. Anymore.
So. Just seems like it probably is just a little bit harder for you to find like those meaningful conversations. You got to have like
Something that's not about other people. I don't want to like you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That to me, that's just like, why are we talking about that person right there and they can't hear us? If I'm going
to
talk about someone,
I'm going to
I'm going to sit there in the group that I'm in, talk loud enough that you know I'm talking about you, so then we can talk about it.
And then look at
you. I don't do that. Like, it's just not.
Yeah,
my style,
like that. So. That social media style indirectness. You know, people always
try to
say
that's
something.
Silliness. You know what I mean? But then, like, this weekend, did the pre-script thing down in Virginia, the upper body intensive.
Saw that XSF shirt and the little preview thing they posted. Yeah, baby, I
don't represent, you know that. I'm not stupid. I showed up knowing there'd be cameras there. Come on, son. You're going to be stupid? But, you know, it was great. Like, like, the more people I meet that are involved with pre-script, every single person so far is so cool. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's not me just saying that, like, straight up, because I wouldn't lie if I didn't like someone, I was whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
for real.
Everyone's so cool. Like, jive with everybody. You know, 2 days of amazing learning. Because, like, for me personally, too, I learn much better in person. I need that hands-on questions, the feel of it, you know? So having that was phenomenal. Being with all of them is just, they're the best. They're the best in the business, best in, like, it's just because... Literally, you don't feel like you're going to some seminar to learn some stuff. Even how passionate you are about it, you feel like you're hanging out with people in the street learning, and they happen to be extremely intelligent at this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's so dope.
You should let people know what Prescript is for anybody who's listening.
Oh,
you might
Prescript
not know.
Is the number one.
Just, you know, they're the
number one in the game. They're the number one in the game. They're, you know, the Muscle Doc, Killian Hamilton, Thayer, fucking
Jordan Junta,
Stu Lock.
All
James Mack, everyone, and then we could just name every single person we know. And
just keep going.
You guys know who you are.
Come on out. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, this is our show.
If you want to check out a place to get educated on biomechanics, that is your
Prescript.com. Yeah, if you're getting in the fitness game or if you care about learning about the human anatomy and how
that's what I was just gonna say, dude. I feel like so many athletes alone could benefit from taking that course just because it shows you your body in a different way. And
because check this out,
if you care enough, you know, hey.
And check this out, too. Now, imagine you're going to go coach one of these athletes who took a course.
Bro.
The discussions you could have and the understanding that they would have.
Session.
You know what I'm saying? Because you would be able to – forget it. Like, they'd have an understanding of what you're actually saying to – like, don't get me wrong. It's not like every client you have has to know what we know at all. That's the point.
No.
But, like, to actually have the – it's just a quicker turnaround when it comes to learning and progressing.
That's what I was just going to say. Yep.
That's what that is. But they're amazing. So the weekend with that, like getting that community back, like they really gave me that energy because I need, like I really need that, like that community. And to be around a bunch of like-minded individuals, mm-hmm. have a great time, mm-hmm. is and learning, getting better at being like yourself. It's so amazing.
Yeah, perfecting your craft and whatever you're doing. Yeah, dude, for sure. I mean,
having one in California in January.
Are they? I'm going to have to pop out to that one.
Not far from you.
No, that's not.
There's one in Toronto. There's one in Toronto in September. I don't know how far Toronto is from you.
It's not. That's the thing. It's not bad.
It's 8 hours for me this way.
Yeah.
And I think it's like that for you.
Yeah. So I think it's probably like 12, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But that's still, you know, it's that
this
way.
Is how you know this is how you know we're like just skateboarding.
Geographically 8 hours challenged.
This way. That means this has to be 12 hours.
It's that way. Yeah. That's math, right? It works. Yeah. Add a couple hours on there. We're good, bro.
If you figure each inch is an hour or so.
No, you go this way. Yeah, dude. We got it. It's good. But I feel you though, dude. I feel the same way with, like, you know, recently getting back into skate camps, you know, finally being back on my board and being back in the skateboarding community myself, and just seeing like how much that's pushed me outside of skateboarding, even just to feel like just feeling that much better. You know, like you said, we are, I mean, I believe we are very, very social creatures. Like you said, I'm very introverted to an extent. Like, I love to be at my house with my family doing my thing. I love to have my time to myself. But when that goes long without having those connections with people, it's just different. Like, you just feel a lot different. Like, even me and you having our conversations over the phone that we have, like, that does help. But when you get with a group of people in person, like, there's just something different about it. And especially with skateboarding and like the learning situation too, like you were saying, any of those two things, I always strive when I'm just with a group of people, like, way better than if I'm just sitting there trying to learn or skate by myself. You know, I still have a great time when I skate by myself. You know, I still learn when I'm trying to sit there by myself. But, you know, when you apply those things with a community of people, it's a lot different. Definitely is pretty tight, dude.
Yeah, man, it really is. And it's something I don't know if it's something I lied to myself about, or just obviously, like, we're always growing, so I don't like to say I lied to myself. Obviously, I just maybe realized that. Like, for a while, I'm like, I don't need that, or maybe it was an ego thing, whatever it was. But now I've come full-blown understanding. Or maybe it's the fact that I've come in contact and found prescript for myself to be like,
yeah,
oh, this is who I want to jive with. And, like, it's when I'm now, like, you know, community, we need that shit. Like, now that I'm involved in one that's dope, in my opinion. I love all the people. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we need it, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just lacking the community itself. I'm not saying I wasn't getting involved with some cool ones, but preachers feeling is just natural.
Yeah, clicked.
Feel like you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
of course.
We definitely are, without a doubt. And, like, having one involved, especially, again, like-minded. You can have a community of friends, cool. Like, that's great. It's great. You know, it is great.
You might not all be trying to go the same way or same place.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, when you get together with a group that's doing the same things, but all different, you know, same focus right now, at least in the setting you're in, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game changer.
Hey, speaking of game changers, dog, we gotta review some of these clips from Kyle Walker's new part. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't watched, we'll have everything down in the show notes. We're going to start reviewing skate videos each week, or clips from a skate video that we choose each week. And this week's video is Kyle Walker's Ruby Vance part. Now, Kyle Walker is somebody I've actually met a long time ago at Third Lair when he was, you know, probably about 14 years old, still had a Justin Bieber haircut a little bit and stuff like that, and we're like all skating King of the Groms and all this other stuff, right? And to see how crazy good this dude is today, man, it is insane. So I'm gonna pull up the one clip here that we're watching. He does this insane board slide down a flat, and then it goes down and then kinks out to another flat. And I mean, each flat has to be 50. I mean, that first one's 15 feet long, probably. Look at that. Cruising, down's 15 feet, another one. Like, that has to be, like, at least, like, probably 45 feet of just board sliding right there. I would say so. Look at that. Look at that. Just. What would you say, Lou? How far?
I'm trying to think of it.
I might be over. I might be over, yeah. But, bro,
no,
I mean.
No, not far. I would say at least 30. At
yeah,
least
at least.
30
feet. Yeah, at least 30.
At least 30 feet.
And the
and
craziest
the transition
part.
Too.
Yeah, well, the craziest part is, too, when he goes up, if you watch closely, he goes to ollie up, and he actually, like, if you know what a wallie is, it's literally just, like, pretty much riding off of a wall so you can get air or go up something, and he does that. Like, he ollies, but it's so tall that he had to, like, wallie up it still to get up on top of it. But he stuck that thing out and just went. And the security guard, dude, I was just like, hey, get it, dude. It's always the worst when you get to a spot and it's like you can start getting close to a trick and then the security guard pulls up and just is like super aggro about it. Because there's other times, dude, where you'll get a security guard and they'll be chill. They'll be like, hey, bro, what time is it?
As they should.
Hey, I'll be off in an hour, bro. Just come back when we're gone. And I'm like, all right, cool. Thank you, dog. Or he'll come out and be like, hey, guys, you know, hey, get a couple more tries in, but I got to get you guys got to kind of get out of here. It's like, all right, D, at least thank you for being polite about it, you know, but they also don't understand these dudes, especially who are out here filming parts, like, this is their paycheck, dog. Like, this is just like you rolling up in that cart, homie. So, I mean, you're both kind of in a situation there where it's like, all right, like, who's right and who's wrong?
Yeah, because it's the Sigma.
Skaters are right.
You want to get psychological right here. So, who's right or wrong? Like, all right, you know who? All right, who was right? And this is such a drastic jump. But who was right or wrong in the friggin' Holocaust? Yeah. You know, all the officers that were like, "Oh, I was just following orders." Yeah. Obviously, I'm not trying to compare the horrors that happened there to.
No, but it's just a drastic jump to compare the two parallels.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like who's right or wrong? How about stop enforcing stupid rules? Like, I can't skate here.
I can't skate here.
Like, all right, you know
stop
what?
Building skate parks outside
stop,
then.
Yeah, like, come on. Like,
no,
stop,
don't stop.
Stop it.
You know it's funny, too, though?
Stop caring. That's what they get over it. You know what? Matter of fact, how about this? You make so much money, most of these corporate buildings that have these great spots like that, they just hire someone to come and clean up the little skate mess when we're done. Yeah. Every day. Gave someone a job. You could pay some kids $20 an hour to do that.
Your school is getting put on the map just because people are doing tricks there, bro. Chill out. You know what I'm saying?
I just gave you a Fortune 500 idea, and you better run with it. So.
You better.
That's you know what funny. I mean? Because, like, why you gotta no? Because you know, who's the worst? The
bystander, bro. Nah.
No, listen. It's typically the middle-aged white woman who's friggin' running after some kid skating, and her job's not security.
I've recently
her
had
job
that
is
happen
what?
Too. Just
yeah,
literally,
her job
who
is
are
what?
You? Like,
it's not security.
No,
it's what a nosy.
It's some
work.
Somebody
woman.
Who lives in the apartment building across the street, or somebody who shops at the store, or something like that. And it's like. One, what are you doing? Leave me alone. I don't bother you, and you're doing your thing. Two, like, why? Like, why does it? Like, why is this? Like, you got some issues you need to deal with. If this me doing this is bothering you to an extent where you feel like you have to come bother me and ruin my day about it, like,
it's
when it's not
people,
even directly yours. Like, come on,
bro, it's
now,
the same
leave me
people.
Alone.
Like, if you're walking down the street in Manhattan without a mask on, they're like, murderer.
Yeah, it's like, bro, why? Like. Get out of here, dude.
Oh, yeah?
No. You want to see him?
Yo, you said it, but you pulled it right out of my...
Yeah, I can see it, bro. I saw it, dude. Yo, this one is crazy. So this next clip he does, and we're just reviewing a couple of clips. The whole video is absolutely insane. He had like 7 minutes of footage or something like that. But he does a full cab lip slide back to regular, but... Not only on a, not on just a rail, but he does it on a ledge. And Louis, if you don't know, like lip sliding a ledge like that, especially when you're doing like a back lip type way, when you're sliding with your back to the ledge like that, it is very difficult to not get your stuff tossed. Like it is so, so hard, especially spinning into it like that is absolutely insane. Like I would prefer doing that trick on a rail. Like I'll do that trick on like a little down rail, hands down. But on a ledge, nah, dude, I'm good, bro.
Like when I watch moves like this, I'm like, how can any other sport say they're athletic?
That's what I'm saying. And the crazy thing is too, like, you know, a lot of these guys, you talk to them and like the most they do is like stretch and stuff. And like, of course that's what we're trying to change. Cause it's like, they are so athletic without doing that stuff. If you just put a little bit towards that, like, cause I mean, look at all that rotation and then having to stop. Stabilize, look backwards through your arm, and then come back and twist the body back the other way. You know, you're fighting rotation in the middle of that.
While doing your best to not think, and obviously, most don't think about falling, but like that happens.
But still,
fall, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're doing everything you can not to, so there's all these other variables.
If you do fall, it's not like, oh, I missed the trick. It's like,
you go down, bro. Yeah, you
get
down, dude. I was I'm in the middle of filming a part for myself. I was downtown filming, last Tuesday, a week ago? And maybe it was before that. I think it was a little bit over a week now. But, dude, I was down there filming, and I was going for the last trick of the night, and I ended up landing it, but there was just, like, this one fall, and it's, that's what you're saying. Like, there's the times like you slip out and like you can run out and stuff because you know the people who are out there doing this. We've been skating for years and we've had those falls. You learn aerial awareness, as Jamie Foyd like to say, and you know you learn those things. You know how to fall and stuff, and I think that's one of the best ways for you to learn how to fall. Like when I'm in camp with kids, like I'll teach them how to roll on their shoulders correctly and stuff, so they're not just bodying themselves. But other than that, it's like you got to get out there and just fall and learn like how to use your body in those moments. But then there's those falls, bro, that catch you, dog, and you go down. I had that too, and I actually skate with a helmet now, dude. I stopped being.
I saw that. And I love that.
Yeah, man.
No idea how much I love that.
Yeah, dude. I just was like, I sat there and like I was pretty emotional one day after, you know, all the Henry stuff that we had recently, and I was sitting here thinking about everything I'm trying to do, bring all this stuff to the skateboarding industry, you know, really push, you know, it's there, but I'm really trying to push it with some of these other people and push the fact we both are the fact that like, yo, we can be extreme humans in so many different ways. We just got to take care of our bodies along the way, right? And it's like, for me, it's just, why would I do that and then not skate with a helmet? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I even go for a bike ride and not wear a helmet? One, I have this family upstairs that I love with all my heart. And it's like, I've hit my head 3 times already skating. That's known concussions. I've been in fights. I've been in all this other stuff. I've had explosions go off next to my head. I've already had enough coming into this brain. And now I'm at a point in my life where it's like, I actively use my brain every single day. Every single day I wake up, that's the first thing I'm doing is thinking of things, sitting down, meditating, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm constantly using my brain, and I don't want to ever not be able to do that. And then, you know, Henry popped in my head. I've seen him fall and literally have a seizure, like hit his head so hard he had a seizure. And then there's the Henry Gartland Foundation, and they're all about doing research into brain research and development and surgery and, you know, getting kids to wear helmets. And I was like, dude, if I'm going to support all this, like, I got to, and not only be that dude, but, you know, I want to protect myself. I was like, I want to be around for my family and not let anything stop me. And I'm not going to not let skating stop me. When, you know, everybody can make their own decision. People are still out there doing their thing. It's like, whatever. It's hard for me, dude. I'm not even going to lie, bro. Like, it's hard for me to put my helmet on and go out there and film a freaking street party. It's not easy. You know why? I've been skating since I was 12 years old without a dang helmet. And it's just this weird thing that is looked at differently. And it's starting to change. But I was like, bro, man, whatever, bro. I don't care what anybody else thinks. Because you know what? I'm going to be out here putting the stees on with the helmet. And people will be like, dang, this dude's amazing. And like, they're not, it's the only thing they don't worry about, bro. It's just the skating. So I don't know, that's dude. That was just like, you know, amazing. I needed to do something. Yeah, dude, I had to just go
when
ahead.
I saw you start, when I saw you start wearing it, I honestly thought it was like for the... You doing it for the kids?
The skate camps? Like, well, that, so them. Like, they were harping me about it, bro, because I was teaching skate camp, but I had my helmet on. And, you know, they were like, yeah. Why aren't you wearing a helmet? Why aren't you wearing a helmet? And then we had this Henry stuff. And then I just sat there one day, and I was like, bro, kids are so wise,
bro. I don't wear a helmet.
Yeah, kids are so wise. I was like, you know what?
See, and
they're like, and they literally, I was like, I just don't. And they're like, well, you should. And I was like, yeah, well, damn.
That's why you're wise, because you realize kids are wise and all of that huge ego that would sit there and be like, get out of here.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, you like look cooler so without it. Blah, 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 blah. No, it doesn't matter to them. They're just like, nah, bro, put it on.
It's on. That's heart. Amazing. Honestly, I love
it. I'm pushing
so
it. And the thing is, too, like,
that's what we need.
And the thing is, too, if you're going to judge me because I'm wearing a helmet and we're skaters, you're not the skater I want to talk to. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Or
like,
the human.
Or the, yeah, or the, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't need to associate myself with that.
Because like, let that sit with yourself. You know what I mean? Because I sit here, like, as you were saying all that stuff, I'm sitting there, like, I can't even say the words without putting a helmet on and just mm-hmm. with myself. I think everyone should wear one if you're skating like that. If you're mm-hmm. doing anything.
Yeah.
And I still sit and I call myself judging someone earlier. Like, I'm always doing that. So it's something like that's how it's dope about yourself that you're doing that.
You know, thank you.
I mean? You're putting all the nonsense aside because you're doing what's right.
Yeah, and it's like, right. I got years,
kids,
dude.
The kids are going to see you.
Yeah,
you know, they're gonna do what you do
exactly, and that's the thing too.
That's
like,
amazing.
If I want these kids taking care of their bodies the way I want them taking care of their bodies, I mean, shit. If I'm not making sure I'm wearing a helmet to keep the brain safe, I mean, you can't. This brain goes, bro. They can't do anything else. I'm trying to really teach them how to do, you know. So it's just an interesting cycle. And two, for me, just personally, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of it. Like I've always had this like wanting to put it back on. But I just haven't, just because it's like, oh, I look better without it, like this and that, blah, 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 blah. You know, all these own thoughts I had run through my head. And then it was just like, bro, I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm just like, I'm just going to wear it, bro. And if you mess with it, you mess with it. If you don't, you don't. Like, all right, that's cool. You know, I'm just out here doing me. And people will see that. And that's the thing is, like, and like I said, the kids, bro, they hit me hard. They're like, well, you should. It was just the way they said it. I was like, dang. Yeah, y'all are right, bro. I probably should. You know, and speaking of a front side, or speaking of should, he didn't think he should have landed that, bro. You saw his face. Kyle Walker does this big front tail, front side flip out, or kick flip out, if you want to call it, to fake it, however you want to say it. I would say front side flip out. But his face when he lands, I've had that moment too where you literally, like, you do it, and all of a sudden, like, you're rolling away, and you're like, dang, I did it. And you could tell he had that. He was like, oh, cool. I wonder if it was first try or something. It'd be cool to ask him, like, hey, dude, was this a first try? Why are you so shocked?
Let's ask him.
That's tall, dude. How tall do you think that is? That's I mean, that's 7 feet probably. Because he's like my height. I can't really tell.
I'm the worst person to ask how tall something is. But I'm always like, I exaggerate the shit out of him.
I mean, just right there alone.
At least 15 feet.
I guess like it's probably like seven. Like,
bro, it's seven. Yeah. All right, well, I'm down here, bro.
But I mean that's the thing though, dude. Me and JKs were talking about that, how like us as skateboarders are so adapted to this stuff. Like even just the falls we take, like, bro, you take an average day person who doesn't do anything and you have them jump off of a 7-foot building onto concrete, bro, they're gonna ruin their life. Like it's just so crazy
to
me.
That's so true.
And it's like, why wouldn't you wanna do more to take care of your body? I'm just pushing the XSF stuff super hard because, you know, shameless plug, and you all should be out there taking care of your bodies. Just saying.
Yeah, well.
Bro, and too, dude, like the impact there alone. What was it again? Like the running forces is like 1.5 times. What was it again? Oh, God, I can't. I never.
You want to know right now?
Yes.
Walking is 1 to 1.5 times your body weight
there per
step of per ground step. Reaction force back through your body. Running is 2 to 5 times, and jumping is 4 to 11. Meaning, so like what yes. Homeboy does right here when he jumps
up
off
on
of
it
this,
and then off.
Well, yeah, on it and then off. No, off is definitely worse.
Oh, yeah, then going on for sure.
Now we're going with gravity.
Yeah, for sure.
Not the same. When you jump, you're going
with
gravity.
I was just saying, like, there's two aspects to it where he's still, like, creating so much force in his body. Yeah.
He's hitting, like, 11 times his body weight both times. And if he didn't take care of his tissues, his bones, his joints, or they're a lot, his bones.
And that's.
After nutrition. But he didn't take care of his joints, his ligaments.
Yes.
You know, his muscles, his stacking his body, his mobility, his stability, his strength.
Yes.
Eventually, one day, he has the high potential and risk to. Blow a knee out, blow an ankle out, you know?
And that's what you
people
see.
Are gonna, that's
what you see in skateboarding,
always
dude.
Until it happens.
Yeah, that's
what
you see
what
in
saying.
Skating, dude. Look at,
people
I mean,
always
look at,
neglect it until it happens.
Like, look at me. I didn't know about this stuff until it was too late for my ankle. Like, that's why what happened with my ankle happened. I had all these injuries from back in the day. I was put in a cast, and then I'd just get right back to skating when I was younger, you know? And then 18 came around, went to the Army, learned a lot more, and then I haven't had an ankle injury since. And then all of a sudden, I have my first ankle roll back, like years into skating, years into getting back to stuff, and boom, everything just pops. You know, it's because that stuff doesn't return back to its original state, especially when it's like you're rolling stuff chronically, you have these little hairline fractures, all that stuff adds up. And if you're not doing the stuff on top, like nowadays that I do, or now that everybody else should be doing, especially after injury, like you're just asking to get hurt. It's like, well, the equation for injury, dog, injury equals applied force is greater than the tissue tolerance, dog. Like it's that simple. Like if you, so think about that, right? If your tissue tolerance, like if your tissue tolerance is down, just like if for the Minnesota skateboarders out there, we don't skate as much in the winter, right? So you might skate, maybe if you're lucky, you go to third once a week, maybe. Sometimes that doesn't even happen where they go months without skating. So think about the next time you get back on that skateboard and it's been months. Your tissue tolerance to that impact of jumping down something like that, or even just doing like a 50-50 on a bump to box and then landing, is going to be much lower than it's used to. You want to build that up. And what you could do in the off time of not skating is doing exercises that help build that tissue tolerance up so then it's not so low when you get back to skating. I don't know, little random rant plug for the people out there, but yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Rant. That's information like a mall lover. That's the
title. Let them know, though.
That's what we're here to do is let them know because people are going to think like, because unless we can relate in such a sense, like, why are you going to work out? If I get really good at skating, you want to get really good at skating, you want to stay good, really good at skating, you want to skate until you're 7. You want to be that dude who I posted on my story the other day, looked like 85, skating, chilling. Yes,
bro. Did you see the heroin skateboards? Did you see what heroin skateboards did? They gave him the dude like a guest pro model board.
Wow,
that 80-year-old who just started skating and stuff. Yeah, dude, it's pretty sick. I'll post something in the show notes for people so they can see the video.
That's what we talk about there, you know?
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
And how many people go through life aches and pains when, like, you really don't have to? You really don't have to.
Isn't that such a misconception, like, too? I've talked to so many people where they're like, oh, you know, getting old, I want to go get old and have to take all these pills again. It's like, bro, no, you don't have to.
There's a reason to people take so many pills.
You don't have to. Yeah, you literally don't have to. It's like, that's such a misconception. It's like, no, you will grow old and have to take pills if you don't do stuff now to make sure that's not the case. I mean, it's really just playing chess here. Like, think about it. If you make all these wrong moves in chess, you're never really going to lose in the end, no matter which way you go. Like, if you're not taking care of your body throughout your life, no matter which way you go, you're going to feel like poop in the future. Like, you're just not going to feel good no matter which way you go about it. Even me, dude, like, I've noticed upper back stuff that I never had after the surgery and stuff that I'm working on. I mean, you know, like mobility stuff and stability stuff and the shoulders that I've never really had an issue with. That's because I've been sitting down a lot more than I'm used to, reached forward a lot more than I'm used to just in that position. And it's just something that if you're not aware of it, it'll catch up to you quick. And luckily, I'm glad I'm somebody who is aware of it. And, you know, that's what we're here for. Because I know it's really not that easy when you've lived in something. Because I'm sure you've had this, right? Where you have a new client, they come in, and you're doing like that first like walkthrough kind of assessment, right? I mean, every day we train somebody as an assessment. Don't get us wrong. Constantly assessing people, and that's what I believe is a good coach. But off that note, we'll talk about that a different day. But, you know, when somebody comes in and they're like, oh, I have this issue with my shoulder or this issue with my hip, and then you show them this mobility movement that helps, right? And then all of a sudden you put them back and you try to get them to go back into the assessed range of motion that you were going through, and they can do it better. And all of a sudden it clicks in their head like, dang, I didn't even know for years that this wasn't like that bad of a thing. Or I didn't know it was because of this side of my leg, not this actual shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's all these things that can be linked together. And I don't know, just take care of your body, people. I just want people to take care of themselves, because we're all humans and we all have the capability to be extreme humans. We just got to take care of our bodies. Yeah, speaking about applied force, bro. Boom, bro. This big inward heel flip, not to cut you off. Boom. Like, that alone, dude. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wish there was more studies out there on this. Like, there
will be.
Yeah, they're now that, yeah, bro, especially with the Olympics and stuff now and all that.
Yeah, it has that. But, like, I love it's the flip that gets me. Like, it's just like, how to do that with an object land back on it, to me, is
he did
so
this,
amazing.
Bro, he did this one weird, though, bro. This is, like, crazy how he catches it, too. See if I can get it to pause on the part. So, if you can kind of see, he, like, flicks it, and it goes, like, away from his feet. Oh, it's not going to let me do it like that. Dang it. See if I can get it. No, what happened? Wait. Having some difficulties with the TV here. Oh, it didn't pause when I wanted it to. But if you see on the clip, you can see it more clearly if you're on YouTube and just watching it through. The board goes like in front of him and he catches up with it. Like, that, talk about board control. Like, he was watching that thing the whole time and it was like, all right, nope, you're mine. Whop, and just lands on it. That trick is
so wild.
Inward heel flips are so hard, dude. Like, for me at least, they're just a weird trick. I'm sure a lot of other skaters think the same thing, because it's like you're flipping your board in between your legs, and it's also doing a heel flip. So it's just like doing all the opposite stuff you want it to do. Usually you do like a tray flip or a varial flip. It's just more natural for the ankle to flick and stuff. But when you're doing this one, it's like just so much different. It feels weird. And to boost it off of something like this is just crazy. Absolutely insane. The last clip we're going to review, bro. This, dude, this 50-50 is messed up, bro.
Oh, God. Like, never ending,
dude. He just ollies up. I was like, okay, I thought it was gonna end right there. Nope, I thought it was gonna end right there. Nope, look at the speed he catches on that thing, dude.
That's what's so impressive, is the speed he gets during it. And look at the bounce, he just maintains the whole time.
Hey, you know
and
what?
Look here, like, look at that. That's insane.
Leaning forward, bro. He's like, I gotta stay with
him. Watch how he goes front back, like, he shifts
front,
his body weight
forward. Backwards,
his center mass is going crazy right now.
Boom,
like,
bro.
That is wild.
That's why, I mean, you look at all these skaters, dude, and like a lot of them are very, very, very skinny. Like, there's not very big men in skating. And it's like, because most of them just eat just, you know, the average amount, and then they skate all the time. It's like, dude, this is so taxing on your body. If you just only knew. That's why I get in arguments with people all the time, too, is like, I'll say skateboarding is one of the most athletic things you can do. And people will be like, oh, what about fucking football? Well, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, fucking no. Like, it's not the same.
That's because of the misconception and the nonsense. And because throughout history, like, I'm not going to touch on that. Like, it's just what it is. Like, all right, yeah, sure, it's more athletic to run up and down a field while another guy chases you to cut left, right, to jump. I'm getting it. I'm not saying it's not athletic.
Oh, no, not at all.
Try doing something close to what you can hop left and right on one foot, mm-hmm. or sprinter hops during practice.
I always look at it like this, dude. Do this. I look at it like this. You could take a skateboarder and they could hop on the football field and do some of that stuff, you know, like for the most part.
Yeah, like run, jump.
They might not be the best, but they still could do it. You cannot take any football player and just pick them up and tell them, hey, go grind that rail, dog. It's not happening. Like, it's not. Yeah. Oh, man.
Exactly. Like, and I guarantee.
Of course, I have bias because I am a skater. Like, but then again, it's like if I wasn't a skater, I wouldn't like, have the respect.
Really think about it.
Yeah.
Really think about it.
You know, like, I'll even throw BMXing in there too. Like any of that extreme, like where you're hucking your body around and you're doing stuff like that. Like even that alone, like. I mean, I would still say skateboarding's more just because I'm a skater too. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you think, yeah, go ahead. I just cut you off. I'm going to let you go ahead with it because I was going to go on a rant.
No, I'm just really think about it. Really think about it. Like,
yeah, just, it's not that hard.
Football, all right, when are you naturally gifted at football if you're what, huge?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, yeah, you have some running backs that are like phenoms.
Yeah, you just have that one fast kid.
A quarterback. Wow, a quarterback could throw a dime. Like, that's a great thing to be able to do, but. Just throwing a fucking football. Now, skating.
It's skating. Come on now.
Dude.
Yeah.
You see what these people are doing. You're like, how? It's almost like magical. Like, mm-hmm. how do you take that skateboard? You jump up off the ground, defy gravity, do some weird things with that skateboard, then happen to fall back on it, and then sometimes you grind in between that.
Yes.
Like, what? Oh, wow. You broke a 100-yard tackle and ran faster than everyone else.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, and that's the thing, too, is, like, I'm not throwing shade in that aspect. Like, I'll watch football. Yeah, like, you know, like, it's cool. Like, but it's not – nothing is as cool as skating. Like, you're just not going to –
Yeah, and I'm
it's
also,
not
yeah,
going to
exactly.
entertain that's, me. It's just not. It's just, like, because I know what – and the thing is, too, I think you have to have some type of respect to have it be such an entertaining thing, too, because, like, I imagine, like, a bystander off the street, right, like, watching a football game versus skateboarding in the Olympics or something, right? And it's like, yeah, this is cool because it's different. But they also just don't know it enough. Like, it hasn't been around.
You know
it's,
why?
It's been around a lot for us.
I just figured it out.
What?
You ready? I just yeah. right here.
Hit it with me.
Seriously. The main sports, at least in America, are team-based sports.
And that's correct.
I mean, so like, that's where these people need a tribe to go to. And the tribe to go to is a team sport. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have skateboarding, the USA team, all right, you know. But
it's all like, still like, it's still down
unless
to you.
Unless you're into the actual sport,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be looking at an individual player. Like, someone who's not really into soccer or football will say like, oh, I really like me. I really love Ibrahimovic. I'm an Ibrahimovic fan. If he goes to a team, I like the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest soccer fan or football fan. I like watching it, mm-hmm. but I'm not, you know. Now, if you're into it, you most likely like the team. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, love the team. Like, obviously, look at America. You got people that will spend their Sunday evening
mm-hmm.
naked, painting their face in the stands, freezing for their team that could care less about them. So it's like,
yes.
all right, cool. Do what you'd like to do, you know.
Yeah.
I used to do crazy stuff like that. Like, when I was in high school, if the Dallas Cowboys lost, it swayed my entire week. I was nuts like that, you know?
Yep.
Some people are 50 and still like that, but whatever. Like, so that's what I think is why is that. And the bad rap skating's always got it. It was birthed off of surfboard and surfing, which was like
not and it's that's what I forget, accepted. Too, is like it's so – I mean, it's 16 years of my life now, but – to other people, like, they've seen them, but they just, it's so new, like, the culture of it all to, like, everybody else still. You know, like, if you haven't been in
And if you ask someone who's never been in it, the general ideas of skateboarding is, like,
riffraff type of thing. Like,
yeah, of course.
Like punks, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Well, that's how I was treated in school, too. Yeah, like, that's the thing, though, is, like, I don't want it to, like, that's the thing, I don't think it'll ever leave, because everybody's so individual in skating. Like, you're going to have, like, the dudes who want to go to the Olympics, and you're going to have the dudes who just want to go rip up a bowl and skate something, you know? Like,
that's the point. That's what's so beautiful about it. But the other day, I was leaving from a job site, and now, all of a sudden, we can't leave from a certain entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. There's a sign there or whatever. And I'm leaving. And a security guard's like, yeah, you can't skate through here. What? Like, what? I don't think they understand the oxymoron it is to tell a skateboarder they're not allowed to skate somewhere. Like, I'm going to skate more.
Yeah. Like,
if you tell me I can't skate here,
I'm skating here, bro. I'm definitely skating here even more.
It's happening. Like, that's honestly, if you feel disrespected, I'm sorry. Go become a cop. But you're going to have to call the cops. Like,
yeah, come on. You know?
And I'm just going to skate away from them, too. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So,
and that's the thing, too, is like...
And am I teaching your kids to disobey public security? Yes. So that's just what that is.
Oh, that's too freaking good. Oh, my God. But, I mean, it happens, though. Like, you see, like, it's not... And that's the thing, though, is, like, I think it really boils down to, and I've noticed this, is a lot to do with respect, dude. Like, especially with skaters. Like, I've seen the nicest dudes go savage mode on security guards or random people just because they came up acting completely out of hand. Like, they'd come up, try to take their board away or come up and push them while they're on the way up to a trick. It's like, one, you just endangered me more. Two, you're trying to take my personal property. You have no right to do that. It doesn't matter. You can't just walk up to somebody who you're going to kick out and take their purse. Like, it doesn't work like that. You can't just do that. You know, and, like, that's something that I've seen has gotten better. But, I've seen homies who've been the nicest dudes, and they snap. But then, like, the same thing where I've seen people – who usually would snap on, like, the littlest thing. You know, this, I have dudes like that I skate with at times. You know, you go out with the crew, and it's like you have that one guy who just always wants to start something. But then you have that security guard who comes along and is like, hey, guys, like, hey, could you come back in, like, half an hour? My shift's done. I just don't want to have to deal with it. I want you guys to skate. And it's like, all right, cool. You know, and then all of a sudden this dude who usually is snapping is like, all right, cool, dog. You know, it was respect that was shown. Like, even if he came up and was like, hey, you guys can't skate here, I'd appreciate it if you left. That's different than just coming up and, like, yelling at us about it and trying to act like we saw a sign that we never see. Just saying.
Exactly. Like, dude, because actually the last time I skated there was last week when the dude was cool. He's like, listen, you guys can't keep coming out of the store, please. He's like, you can't skate through here, please. Like, it's my job. Yeah. I was like, all right. Now I'm like, you know what?
Got a little, yeah.
I get it. Like, if I wasn't leaving work, though, and I was just skating through there and he told me that, I honestly still...
Probably could go.
Because if I'm just skating like that, I got my headphones in, I'm going to ignore you. Like, did I tell you about the dude who was pulled next to me when I was skating through Manhattan? Instead of, like, trying to have a conversation with me about the way I was skating?
No.
Oh, my God. So check this out, right? So I'm skating my usual route through Manhattan, you know? If anyone's in Manhattan, I'm skating down 3rd Ave, making a right onto about 50th Street, and then I make a left onto 2nd, then make a right onto 52nd, take that pass first, right? Mm-hmm. And then do some other things, because I live somewhere over there, maybe. Anyway, I'm making a right on the street, on, let's call it 50th, and so it's this, like, Nueve, whatever, elevator truck. Not a truck, but a little car.
Yeah.
So he makes the right. I make the right inside of him, and I know I'm going. Then I go in front, and I skate in front, and, like, I knew what was going on, whatever. So he, like, I notice he, like, slows up next to me. So I take my headphones out. I'm like, "What's up?" He's like, "Yo, you shouldn't skate like that." I'm like, "All right." And I was like, in my head, I'm like, "I know where this conversation's going." And he's like, "Cause I'm gonna hit you." And I'm like, "So hit me." He's like, "Nah, but then I'm gonna get in trouble." I'm like, "So don't hit me." And he's like, "Nah, but then if you skate like that, I'm going to hit you." I'm like, "Yo, so let me tell you, bro, what do you want to..." Because now I'm just like...
Yeah, what do you want to do, bro?
I had a bad day already where it was like, you know, mentally, I had one of those... So I'm just going... So I was like, literally, I was like, what is the point of this conversation? Because you're not going to follow me home from work every day that I'm going to run into you, or you're going to hit me. Which one is it? Like, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And because he was just trying to be a smart aleck, that even his boy in the car was like, "Yo, just get out of here." Like, he's just being a smart aleck. Like, that's all he was trying to do. Is like,
yeah, like, why?
Because my thing is like, if you think I'm skating wild through Manhattan, you don't think I should because you think I should hit me, then you should probably just keep driving and not hit me. And if you happen to hit me and it's my fault because I'm driving maniac, that is with me. And if I die, I'll die. I get it. I get what I do when I skate. And I'm very aware when I skate.
Yes.
So now, if you want to have some type of conversation just to waste my time and just, what, act, I don't know what it is. Because I don't, that doesn't compute with me. What computes with me is either like, all right, you didn't hit me. You don't want to hit me. Don't hit me. That's the way I would look at it, right?
Yeah.
Or,
like, why is there even a conversation?
You want to get in my ear and aggravate me. Yeah. Otherwise, the next step is you want to fight me. Because in my world, it's like we either have a confrontation or we don't.
Exactly.
So either you want to, like, unless it's straight or you saw something, like, bro, you almost got hit back there. Like, so you were concerned. But if you just want to try to get in my ear and annoy
for
me,
for what,
it's like,
reason,
yo,
too? It's like, why?
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm not, yeah, I'm saying me. It's like, I don't get mad at that guy for getting annoyed. I know I got anger issues and I'm nuts. Not anyone else's
he's,
fault.
He's clarified this multiple times.
But
I know,
yeah,
you good.
But like, yo, I just keep moving.
Yeah,
keep
that's
moving. Or like when I say, all right, like, let's then hit me. Park the car. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, well, like, that's the thing. Is like, it just reminds
if you're
me of
like
that.
If but hold on, for people out there, if you're like that, if matter of fact, if I'm saying this and you're like, oh, I don't get what the big deal is, then don't ever stop someone from doing their stuff and
yes,
pull them over. And unless you're trying to throw down and just get over it,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm over it. This is just conversation. He hasn't heard the story yet.
Yeah,
but I'm over
story.
It. Like, I don't care. Yeah. It's hilarious. I still skate home, you know. And if I wasn't in such a angst state already, maybe I would have acted a little different. Not that I acted crazy. I got away. I did have a knife in my waistband I could have put in his neck, but I didn't. I skated away. So, like, I think everything
shut
went fine.
Bro. Yeah, like, I mean, that's the thing, too. It just takes me back to, we'll wrap the episode up here soon. You know, we were talking about a little bit of community earlier and stuff, and, you know, I think it's just been a good episode. I think we've been talking a lot about skating, and I want to mention something real quick. So this reminds me, like you were saying, like, why say anything? Bro, it literally just takes me back to, like, what is it, kindergarten, when you're taught, like, just if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Like, if you just do, like, why? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I always, like, I do that with myself now. Like, I think about stuff. I try to at least before I say it to the best of my ability. And I'll be like, okay, like, why do I need to say this right now? Like, does it need
exactly
to be said? Like, what's the point of it all?
What are the intentions behind it?
Yeah, because it's like, if it's
like,
not.
Catch myself often typing up a little note on Instagram and then, like, what am I? Just get let, stop.
Yeah.
What is the point?
I literally did the same thing to JoJo this morning, and, like, luckily I worked it out with her, so I'm not in the doghouse and stuff. But I had sent her a text in the morning, so I woke up. I was, like, all up in my own head, and then I was like, bro, why did you actually hit send, dog? Like, I literally, as soon as I hit send, I was like, oh, fuck, I should not have sent that. I was like, no, because I, like, rethought about things, and I was like, I think I'm the one tripping here. But whatever. And then she was like, oh, it's all good. Like, we talked about it and stuff. But I was just, like, those moments where it's like, dang it, I should have thought a little bit more.
That's being reactionary.
Yes.
And most humans are reactionary.
Yes, yes. Slow down. Slow down. Think, you know, next time you're about to
stop blaming the world for you.
Yeah, next time you're about to run up on a skateboarder and say you need to not skate here, maybe you should think about what you could be doing with your time that actually benefits you and gets you.
Or bring a peace offering. You know, show up with, like, a
food.
Yes,
please.
A drink.
Yeah, be like, here, man. You'll see you're trying hard.
Give a peace offering, and then maybe explain why. This is what my concerns are.
Yeah, I just don't want you to get hurt. You know, I'm worried. You know, I live right here. I don't want to see anything crazy. Okay, ma'am, I can respect that, but hey, I got to make my money too. You know, we'll explain to you, though. This is our stuff.
You know what it is? That people that would think like that just wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, that's that kid.
We're
like,
talking
that kid,
the deaf ears
that's
here.
That's that kid's life. Yeah, that's that kid's life. The people that are nuts enough that you see on YouTube or whatever, going up to kids in the middle of a jump and pulling them and, like, all that.
Knocking
them
down.
They are on about 5 or 6 prescription medications.
Yeah.
And their BMI is probably about 40.
Just up there, bro. Oh my God. I think that's where we're gonna leave it off for today, everybody. We're gonna leave it out with some cheering because that was a fantastic episode back with my man Lou.
Yay.
Yeah.